1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the number one rated Phil Henry Show. And did you want me to talk to this guy now? Because we had an interesting call from a gentleman who's in Corona, and this has to do with a lawsuit or a threatened lawsuit against a woman's magazine. What's the name of the magazine, Mike? Before I put this guy on the air, I got to know. Woman to Woman. All right, let me get this guy on the line here and find out what his story is. Hi, Steve.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
And where are you calling from?
Sir, I'm calling from Corona, California.
And you're Stephen Bozell?
Yes, sir.
What do you do for a living, Steve?
Yes, sir. I'm a construction contractor.
Construction contractor?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a pending case against Woman to Woman magazine?
I've contacted, and I don't know if I'm on the air right now.
Yes, sir. You're on the air right now. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. I'm Stephen Mozell. I live in Corona, California, and I've contacted Dolores Blasingame of Riverside. She's my attorney. She's a family law attorney.
Can you tell me what the lawsuit is about?
Woman to Woman magazine is a magazine published once a month out of New York City, and they have quizzes in the magazine, which I think are mean-spirited, and I believe are unhealthy for a lot of couples.
I've seen those. My wife has some of these women's magazines. What do you mean by quizzes? You're talking about these ones that...
Yeah, you know, they will ask about the health of your relationship.
Right, I've seen those.
I believe that the one that she was, my wife had been involved in a quiz, and I think the one that she had been involved in was one directly looking to make me look like a fool, and also...
All right, when you say make you look like a fool, what do you mean?
Well, I think that it reflects very badly on me and reflects badly on my marriage to my wife. My attorney has asked me to turn over to her the notes that I've been taking.
Can you tell me about the quiz? This was a quiz that your wife took in Woman to Woman magazine.
That's correct.
Tell me about it.
It was in a magazine, Woman to Woman, that my wife subscribed to.
Now, she'd already taken this quiz?
Yes. This was a relationship quiz. They asked you various questions about your sex life and overall marital satisfaction.
Do you have that in front of you?
I do. I have. My attorney told me to make a copy of it, and so I have it right in front of me. I don't know.
Well, maybe what we can do is go down question by question, because you say that this quiz that your wife took made you look bad and held you up to ridicule. And
well, I believe there's also that the magazine could be guilty of alienating my wife's affections from me. And it's just always been, it's very emotional for me.
All right. Why don't you read us the question, okay?
Well, Phil, there are a series of questions.
Well, read all of us. Read all of them. Go to question one. What is that?
All right. This was from the Woman to Woman magazine, July issue, and it was volume three, number...
That stuff doesn't matter, okay? It's the July issue this year?
Year 2000, yes.
Woman to Woman. Go ahead.
Question one, on average, how long does foreplay with your husband last? And
now, you're finding fault with the questions?
Well, my wife has answered it here.
What was her answer?
She puts down 4 minutes, and...
And you find that question unsatisfactory?
Yes, sir, I do. I think it holds me up to ridicule.
The question is, how long does foreplay with your husband last? And she wrote down 4 minutes.
She wrote down 4 minutes. Which I think is a lie, and I know that it can't be true.
Well, can I ask you a question? I don't want to embarrass you, Steve, okay?
You understand that she's trying to hold me up to ridicule, and that's an average, okay? Meaning sometimes, what's she saying, like it's a minute or 30 seconds?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Is foreplay with your wife 4 minutes long?
Again, I do not want to answer that.
All right, I'm sorry. Go to question two.
Okay, this one's tough for me, and...
Question two is what?
Question two, have you ever faked an orgasm? And she wrote down yes with an exclamation point. And to me, that...
All right, did you find fault with the answer?
I do find fault that she says that she's faked an orgasm, number one. But to me, when she put the exclamation point at the end of that, that was like sticking a knife in, then turning it and breaking it off. So she twisted it and she broke it off.
Okay. Steve, we're not going to be able to do this, okay, if you've got a little bit too much emotion going on.
I'm very sorry.
I understand, and I know that this is probably an emotional thing. Your wife says she fakes orgasms. Your foreplay.
But it's in the magazine. And that's the part that I didn't like.
Okay. I know. Can you tell me...
Well, what's so funny?
Nothing's funny, man. Nothing's funny. Okay?
Because she... She did.
All right. Do you need a glass of water or something?
Yes.
Steve Mozell is with us. He is suing Woman to Woman magazine for a quiz. And you've seen a lot of these quizzes and these questionnaires that women's magazines have. And
all right, I'm back.
Okay. And this questionnaire that your wife took, you find offensive.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, you have the first question is, on average, how long does foreplay with your husband last? The answer that she gave was 4 minutes.
Yes.
And then question two, have you ever faked an orgasm? And she wrote down yes with an exclamation point.
Yes.
Okay, are you going to be okay?
I just don't think it's fair. She would do that.
I know it's painful for you. What's question three?
Then question three is, what phrase do you most often use during lovemaking?
What phrase do you most often use during lovemaking? Do you want to get a tissue?
Yeah, hold on.
This man is distraught because his wife has taken a quiz in a magazine that he was unaware of, and she put down a lot of negative stuff.
All right.
What phrase do you most often use during lovemaking? What did she write?
She wrote down, ouch, you're on my hair. I'm going to be sick. I told myself I wouldn't do this.
All right. You know, Steve, I don't even know if you can do a radio interview, okay?
I told myself and I told myself that I wouldn't do this.
Okay. Is there another question?
Yeah. You wrote down on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being best, how would you rate your husband's lovemaking ability? And they give a scale here.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being best, how would you rate your husband's lovemaking ability?
Right.
What is 10?
They put down 10 as a tiger, 9 as a stallion, 8 as a lion, 7 as a donkey, 6 as a rooster, and 5 and below is a pig.
I guess she gave you 5, huh?
Yes, she did.
All right.
So she gave me a 5, and also they put down, do you ever experience vaginal dryness? And she wrote down, yes. I told myself I wouldn't do this.
I don't think you're in any shape for a radio interview, sir.
I'm sorry, Mr.
I don't think you're in any shape for a radio interview, okay? What I'm going to have is Mike's going to talk to you during the break, okay?
Yes, sir.
And he's going to try to get you into some kind of shape, all right? Because if you're sick and...
I'm very, very worried about my marriage. And
I think that you're overreacting if it feels any...
No, my attorney tells me that I have a case for alienation of affections, and I also have a case against my wife for slander against me. I have 2 young children, and I am so worried about them.
All right, so far, all your wife has found fault with is your lovemaking. I mean, she says that...
She says the foreplay is 4 minutes long. What's that make me look like? Like I got a thumb for the size of my thing. And also, she said... And she's faked orgasms with an exclamation point. And she also said, what phrase do you most often use during lovemaking? Ouch, you're on my hair. All that denigrates me as a man, and she's done it publicly.
Okay, hold on, pal, because...
Before I read this, I was under the impression that I was the best she'd ever had, and that I was very large, and...
All right, I got to put this guy on hold. He's blowing me away. Get this guy into some shape, Mike, or I can't talk to him, okay? Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Stephen J. Bozell. He's a construction contractor from Corona, California, who came across a magazine that his wife had been reading and a quiz in the magazine that she had taken. She'd answered a few questions that he finds the answer to the questions to be insulting. He thinks the magazine is trying to alienate his wife's affections from him. He thinks his wife is trying to slander him. I'll give an example. We read some of these. On average, how long does foreplay with your husband last? She wrote down 4 minutes. Question two, have you ever faked an orgasm? She wrote down yes with an exclamation point. Number three, what phrase do you most often use during lovemaking? And she could have been joking. She wrote down, ouch, you're on my hair, which sounds like a joke to me. Question five, do you ever experience vaginal dryness? She wrote down yes with two exclamation points. And then question six, how would you rate your husband's lovemaking ability? She gave him a 5. This man is obviously distraught, which stands for he's a pig. The man is obviously distraught and upset, and unless we can get him in some kind of shape, and we'll get your phone number, we'll take your phone calls. I got to talk to this guy off the air. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. This is the Phil Henry Show, talking with construction contractor Stephen Buzell of Corona, California, whose wife picked up a magazine, Woman to Woman magazine, took one of these quizzes or questionnaires in the magazine. Her husband, Mr. Buzell, found this. And you found this magazine where, sir?
Sir, I found that in our bedroom. It was on a nightstand.
Okay, and you were just thumbing through it?
I was thumbing through it, and I saw what she'd written down on it.
And she wrote down some things that you find to be slanderous?
I believe, and our own daughter might have read this too, which is also something that I find that I'm having a very hard time dealing with.
All right, and she said things like, on average, how long does your foreplay with your husband last? 4 minutes. Question two, have you ever faked orgasms? She said yes.
That was very painful. Also, one my daughter could read.
Okay. What phrase do you most often use during lovemaking? Ouch, you're on my hair. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being best, how would you rate your husband's lovemaking? She gave you a 5. And finally, do you ever experience vaginal dryness? And she wrote down yes with 2 exclamation points, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
What are you afraid happened?
I'm afraid that she was on the phone with her girlfriends, which I believe that she was, because I did overhear her talking to her girlfriends. And she used a phrase, gets there in a New York minute. I believe she was talking about my lovemaking.
She was talking to one of her girlfriends, and she used the phrase, gets there in a New York minute.
That's right.
And you think she was, what do you think she was talking about?
I think she was talking about premortal ejaculation or premature. Premature ejaculation.
Okay. Gets there in a New York minute.
Yes, sir.
All right, let me talk to a caller. Are you up to taking some phone calls?
My attorney has told me that I can't comment directly on it, Steve.
All right, but we're going to take some phone calls, Steve, and if you can comment, comment, okay?
Yes, sir.
Here is Reading, Pennsylvania on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
This lady answered a private questionnaire in a magazine that was delivered to their house. She didn't go out and post this information on a billboard or announce it over the radio like Steve is doing. You know, if anyone's making a big deal of this, it was Steve. Perhaps they did have problems, and I tell you, if I had a husband or boyfriend that would react like this to problems in our sex life, I probably wouldn't talk to him about it either. Maybe it was left out on purpose for him to see, to open up some communication and
Steve,
let him know there is a problem.
What was your comment, Steve?
She says that our lovemaking lasts 4 minutes. That, to me, is a direct violation of our marital vows.
How so?
And my constitutional right to privacy. How so? You're not a man, so maybe you don't understand, but when someone says you're quick to on the trigger...
I don't know. Are you getting upset again?
No, sir.
Okay,
I still don't understand how this violates his marriage vows or...
She said that she'd honor and obey.
Oh, so now she's submissive to you?
Okay. I got to ask, if you don't get a tissue and blow your nose or whatever you got to do...
This is very emotional. I'm a happily married man.
I think instead of getting a lawyer, this guy really should have gotten some counseling.
Why do you think I need counseling?
Well, obviously there's a problem.
Yeah. Well...
I think the lady is saying here is that you're overreacting a little bit, you know?
Well, she had always had always been satisfied with me.
As far as you knew. Maybe she wasn't. Maybe this is her way of letting you know, no, all these years I haven't been satisfied, and let's do something about it.
But she made me look like a fool talking to her girlfriends about it.
How do you know?
You don't know that for sure.
Well,
you made yourself look like a fool by announcing it on the radio and talking to a lawyer about it.
I'm sorry? What'd you say?
You made yourself look like a fool by announcing it on the radio and talking to your lawyer. If this thing goes in the papers and stuff, it's going to look horrible.
I don't know what she's talking about. What I'm saying...
You don't know what this lady just said is that you're on the radio right now announcing this to the whole planet. And you're saying your wife's making you look bad?
She's on the phone talking to friends of mine.
Talking to friends of yours is one thing. Being on the radio, we have your first name, your last name, the city that you live in, and every answer to every question that your wife answered in this magazine. You understand?
All I know is I want my marriage back.
Then you got to work to get it back.
Yeah, man.
You can't
I mean,
sit here and blubber over it.
No, but she's...
You got to make the choice to make a difference.
Why would she stab me in the back the way she did? She said, it said, have you ever faked an orgasm? And she put down yes with an exclamation point.
And why are you stabbing her in the back by suing her for alienation of affection? How's she supposed to respond to that?
That's how she treats me.
Yeah, it's like an eye for an eye, you know. Hurt doesn't help a hurt.
She used to call me her big, strong, studly stallion when we made love. Now I'm a New York Minute pig. God damn, that hurt.
All right, you're going to have to watch your language, too.
What?
Watch your language, okay? Now she calls you New York Minute pig. Now she calls you New York Minute pig. I mean, begin now to rebuild your marriage. Thank you, ma'am.
Use the magazine answers. Go home with flowers. Take 20 minutes of foreplay.
Okay.
And, you know, be the man she imagines you to be.
Right.
Or wants you to be.
Oh, that's right.
You're the only one that can change it. And the only thing you're doing is making it worse.
Thank you.
You know, you, man. Mike, what did I tell you about this guy?
I don't know nothing.
I know, but you're blubbering. And thank you, ma'am, for your call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, let me go to Laverne here on the Phil Hendry Show. Laverne, hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
I was just wondering that maybe she had left it on his desk for a certain reason. Maybe she wanted him to find it.
Well, this wasn't left on a desk, Steve.
It was on her nightstand.
I think she wanted him to find it so he would understand where she was coming from.
What about that,
and maybe
Steve?
Maybe she would want a little more affection from him.
Why would she?
And for one thing, a woman doesn't want someone who's blubbering all the time about a situation or a problem. I think she would rather you approach her personally and discuss the situation rather than suing her or going for the alienation.
Steve, I got to tell you something man-to-man, okay? Okay, are you listening to me?
Yes.
This is really off-putting to a woman. I mean...
So we can't have our emotions. We're not allowed to have our feelings?
He's allowed to have his feelings, but at the same time, this isn't solving his problem whatsoever.
When you cry, you know, it's sore.
I know. I don't look manly enough, right?
To a woman to have a man sitting crying constantly rather than discussing the situation and
I went to a male consciousness raising seminar, and this was in 1989, and my wife...
Can I ask you a question? A personal question?
Because
Have you ever looked in a Playboy magazine yourself?
I would never disgrace our marriage that way.
Have you ever, though?
No, I'm Christian.
You've never ever.
I turned my life over to Jesus Christ.
You've never eyed a woman thinking she was beautiful, and how your wife would feel regarding that situation?
Because I know that the devil's speaking to me now. Okay.
Wait. The lady's asking a fair question. Have you ever looked at a Playboy?
At a time in my life, I might have when I was younger, but I turned my life over to Jesus Christ.
Well, then maybe you should forgive her wife and allow her the time to turn her life over to Christ just as you had that opportunity.
I'm so mad at her for making me look bad in bed. I'm going to tell her friends.
If you're the true Christian you say you are, you would forgive her and work out your problems together, not with the whole public knowing about that.
I'm going to tell her friends that one of her breasts is bigger than the other.
One of her breasts is bigger than the other one?
Yes.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Stephen Bozell, the contractor from Corona, California, is with us on his on our newsmaker line. He is filing suit against Woman to Woman magazine for publishing a quiz that they had their readers take. And in it, some fairly revealing information is required of each quiz taker. This information his wife put down in the magazine. She was reading it. It was left laying around the house. It now is, he thinks, has been stuff that her friends have seen. You're afraid your daughter has seen this. It all has to do with short foreplay. The fact that you're only a 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, the fact that your wife has faked orgasms, and a number of things. I'm wondering, you're saying that you're going to sue the magazine, you're going to sue your wife for alienation of affections. Is that correct?
That is correct. Dolores Blazengame is my attorney, and she's told me that alienation of affections is they publish a magazine.
You got to pull it together now, man. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
You're doing this too much, okay?
You're yelling at me?
Yeah, I'm yelling at you. Pull it together. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Stop with the blubbering. Let's move on with our lives. Got it? Have you got it?
Yes, sir, I do.
Jesus, man. It's a freaking magazine article, okay? Harrisburg on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Hi, ma'am. Sorry for my anger, but I'm a little bit upset with you, Mr. Bozell, because I got to do a radio thing here, and you're making it very difficult.
I'm very sorry.
You know, I feel personally as a woman, as a 35-year-old woman, I'm outraged that thinks that, you know, I mean, give me a break. Women, he just picked up the wrong magazine at the wrong time.
What do you mean by... Are you hearing this, Steve?
Yes, sir.
It's just a woman thing.
These quizzes I've seen in magazines. I don't know if my wife my wife doesn't have Cosmopolitan. She does have she doesn't read women's magazines, but I've seen them. Now, what do you think the purpose of these quizzes are?
I think it's to alienate.
No, I want to ask the lady, okay, in Harrisburg.
Oh,
just kicks, right? Just laughs.
It's just woman to woman. It certainly is no big deal. And I just say, I don't know. I think he's, like, making a mountain out of a molehill.
Okay. Mountain out of a molehill, Steve. What do you think?
But if I cry, you said I can't cry.
No, I don't want you to cry. I want you to answer the question, okay?
I think that my wife she's violated the sanctity of our relationship.
How? Who's going to see it? It's in a magazine, okay?
But she was talking to her friends about it, okay? And what does gets there in a New York minute mean?
Well, why do you think if she heard your wife say a phrase like gets there in a New York minute, do you automatically think it pertains to your lovemaking with her?
What else could it pertain to? See? And that's all I would say.
Okay, ma'am, is that it for you?
You know, what makes him feel that he's so different from any other man? Because let's face it, a lot of times women get together and we, you know, not.
Well, how do you think a man would feel? How do you think your husband? Are you married, ma'am?
I certainly am.
Okay, how would your husband feel if you found out you thought he was a 5 on a scale of 1 to 10?
He would laugh.
Laugh?
He would laugh.
Laugh?
He would laugh. He certainly wouldn't
what
get
a wimp.
On a radio and
you know
cry.
What? Your husband must be a wimp.
Oh, her husband's a wimp.
My husband is a man.
You're
man.
On the radio station here, belly aching like a baby.
On national radio, crying like a baby.
Ma'am, all I would say is I think it's demeaning to call your husband those things or to say that your foreplay is 4 minutes or to let the world in on any of that. Due to my wife's dissatisfaction with my lovemaking, I've made an appointment to go see a sex therapist, and I met with a sexual surrogate.
Honey, you need more than a sex therapist. You need, like, radical help.
All right. If you throw up one more time, I'm going to hang up on you. I'm going to drive to where you live, and I'm going to throw you into the street underneath the wheels of one of your cement trucks. What do you think of that? Yeah. Okay, ma'am, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686, Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil. I want to talk to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
I don't mean to say you're a wimp. I don't want to say anything that cruel. But you need to take a good, hard look at yourself. Don't you have any interest besides your wife anyway?
Well, my wife is the center of my world.
Well, let me tell you what.
Are you married, sir?
I was married for 15 years until last year.
Okay, and, see? You don't have a marriage left. I'm trying to save mine, sir.
Well, let me tell you what. If you put that woman on a pedestal, you make everything too sensitive. You need to get yourself some, get rid of that lawyer and get yourself like a bird dog or a rabbit dog and take up some hunting and fishing.
Look, how come your marriage ended?
Well, she dumped me because we weren't getting along that well.
Okay, see what I'm saying? I don't want my wife to dump me. I bet you your wife thought you were a 4 on a scale of 1 to 10, too.
Well, the thing is, I didn't take it all that serious. I had other interests. I had my bird dogs. I had my fishing buddies that I could fish, hunt.
Jerking off?
Yeah.
All right, watch it, okay?
Well, it sounds like it to me.
Well, all I'm saying, you need to take a hard look at yourself because when you start blubbering like that, I mean, what kind of respect do you think other men have for you or have for yourself?
I'm not looking to get respect for men. I want my wife.
Look, you put this woman on the pedestal.
Oh, God.
When you say hard, is that a crack at me?
Look, if she dumps you, you may be better off.
All right. I think that, Steve, you got a lot of people calling in that want you to become a man.
Yes, sir.
Start sucking it up a little bit. Quit bawling on the phone. I think this gentleman's saying that. You're correct, sir?
Right. Get rid of that lawyer and get yourself
Get rid of a lawyer. Get yourself a hobby. Get yourself something that you can enjoy, okay?
I'll tell you one more thing, Steve. My first wife was a real looker, and I had a lot of problems with her.
You had a lot of guys coming home to her?
Huh?
You had a lot of guys coming home to her?
A lot of guys, and it finally didn't work out, but now I'm dating a girl. She's a little ugly, but the sex is a whole lot better.
Oh, great. You're really stepping up in the world, aren't you?
Well,
God.
Well, the guy's happy.
Oh, yeah.
Look, if you have a girl who's not as pretty,
right.
It takes a lot longer.
Remember that song by Gary U.S. Bonds?
Yeah.
If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife.
Don't be making fun of that. That's a good idea.
I love that
song.
There's
a lot of truth to it.
Go from my personal point of view.
Hey,
you know what? That's a good song.
That
is a good song. I want you to sing that song without blubbering.
And
okay?
Right now.
And get yourself together.
Sing it. If you want to be happy for the rest.
Well,
come on, sing it.
Never make a pretty.
Do it like a man. Do it like a man.
Steve, we're all pulling for you.
If you.
Do it like a man.
If you want to be happy for the rest of your life.
That's good.
Never make a pretty.
Do it like a man.
Never make a pretty woman your wife.
Okay, he's freaky weird. Thank you, sir, for your call. Here's a mobile on I-95 on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi there, Phil.
Yes, sir.
I've never called in before, but I had to call in on this one. I've been married for 31 years. I'm 65 years old. And if somebody had given, if my wife had told me I was a 4, I'd find that very comical. And another thing.
Because you know in your heart that you're not, right?
Well, sure.
Yeah, so don't pay attention to what your wife got to say.
I don't care what she has to say. I love her and she loves me. But you got to remember something else. Women will tell each other everything. Everything. They don't never leave anything out.
Okay, there you go. Now it's all over the world.
All over the world? You're talking to a guy in Miami right now, man. What do you mean all over the world? You're the guy that's been spreading it around.
Yeah, you're telling the world. She ain't telling
anybody.
My wife told
the world about it.
You're talking to a guy who's in the guy who's on I-95 right now. You know where I-95? Tell him where you are, sir.
I'm down 95 in West Palm Beach, Florida.
But she's telling all of her friends.
He's in West Palm Beach, Florida.
She's been telling all her friends for all your marriage. My wife, I'm sure, has told all her friends.
If you
want
to be happy for the rest of your life.
That's it.
You better get rid of that damn attorney if you want to save your marriage. Sitting there suing your wife. You got to be kidding.
Going to make a pretty one.
Suing your wife.
What a moron.
Who, me?
Yes. Thank you, sir, for your call. Sing it.
Go for my personal point of view.
Go ahead.
Get an ugly girl to marry you.
Hey, don't you feel better? All right. Go on out and have yourself a steak and a glass of beer. Thanks for calling. There you go. What a wuss. There's a guy that I hope dies. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. .1-800-449-8686, the number one rated Phil Henry Show. And we were talking about Alec Baldwin and people, you know, leaving America or whatever, you know, if George Bush doesn't get elected president. This was the announcement made by Alec Baldwin. And he said he would leave America if George Bush got elected president. That was it. And we were talking about that in the first hour of the show. And you have to know that he must know that by saying that, people are going to say, okay, go ahead and leave. So in other words, why would he make an announcement like that? Just to give us all an opportunity to buy a card? If Bush is elected president, I'm leaving. Okay. Bye. Doesn't mean we won't be seeing your movies. I still see Roman Polanski movies all the time. I can't get rid of a Roman Polanski movie. And they're all really, really, really bad. But they're out here, man. And we like you, Alec Baldwin. We like you, and we like Kim, and we like all those people that we're on a first-name basis with. Bob and Sue and Ed. I don't know half of them. But if you say that you're leaving the country, if Bush gets elected, well, by God, that means I'm voting for Al Gore because I don't want to lose you. And in that spirit, I thought I'd give you guys a list of the things that we use at the Henry House. I'm now going to give you a list of real items, real products that we use at the Phil Henry household. Myself, my wife, the kids. These are the things that we buy. These are the things that we have in our home so you can turn around and buy the same things. Okay? Here are the products that we use. Soft drink, Diet Coke, as well as Diet Caffeine Free Coke. Beer, Heineken 24-pack, and Coors Light because Maria's parents like that. The bread that we eat is Roman meal, and we also get Vaughn sandwich bread. All of our eggs and milk comes from Altadena Dairy. The shaving lotion that I use is Edge Gel. I use Gillette Blades. The soap that we have in our bathrooms is Safeguard Soap. Okay, let's talk breakfast cereals. The kids eat Sugar Frosted Flakes. I'm partial to Corn Chex, Wheat Chex, and Rice Chex. And Maria eats that cleansing oat bran bullcrap. I don't know the name of it. For dessert for the kids, they love Go-Gurts and Otter Pops, cookie dough ice cream, and vanilla ice cream, French vanilla ice cream, which is kind of weird because I can't stand vanilla. I like Rocky Road ice cream. We get it from Vons. We find no difference between that and Breyers or Dreyers. Breyers and Dreyers, overpriced crap. We eat Vons brand. Denison's brand chili, Campbell's soup, Engelhofer and French's mustard, and Heinz ketchup. We also have Cholula hot sauce, Tide laundry detergents, Clorox bleach, Armani clothes, Rolex watches. I drive a Rolls-Royce Silver Cloud, and my driver's name is Shadrach. Thank you.
As the parent of a young man with retardation who is riding in the car with me at this time.
Oh, you do have
that,
what? Then you know what I'm talking about.
Had I followed that approach, most likely he would be sitting in an institution rather than working a job.
Look, you take your cat, you pick your cat up and pet your cat every day. You do the same thing with a dog.
Well, how about I let you talk with him? He's right here with me.
No, I don't like to talk to them. They scare me.
Hello, my name is Patrick, and
hey, Patrick,
I am a, person
of...
with a disability. And
okay, hey, Patrick, how about a little taste of Mongo Chow?
No,
now, wait a second, doctor.
Not...
You're talking to a kid.
Can I tell you something, sir?
No, not really.
First of all, I am not a kid. I am a adult with a disability. I am 32 years of age.
I got a nice aluminum cage for you.
Would you let the kid talk? I mean, let the gentleman talk. Go ahead.
You are not doing the appropriate thing.
Patrick,
your research is wrong.
Would you like Mongo Chow with gravy, or do you want the new and improved?
Shut up, doctor, and let this young man talk.
Just want to know if the guy wants the gravy.
Your research is inappropriate. Your research does not tell anything conclusive.
Patrick, I'm brilliant. I'm a genius doctor. Where do I go with my thoughts?
If you're such a genius doctor, then why don't you act like a genius doctor?
Yes, Patrick, you're right.
Do your research
I agree.
Differently.
Oh, now you agree.
Because if you are such a genius,
right,
let's see you put that geniusy to work.
Right. And Patrick, could I ask you a question?
This is
that. He's not even hearing you, Henry. You can talk all you want.
Patrick, this is Phil Henry. I want to ask you a question, okay?
Yes.
This sounds very good. How old are you, pal?
I am 32 years of age.
32 years of age.
Phil, I'm getting sick talking to him. I can't.
Just hold on. You're 32. Do you live at home with your folks, with your mom, with your dad?
No, I live on my own.
Very good. Okay.
And Patrick, do you live in anything aluminum?
Phil Henry, could you ask him to please be quiet so I can make a point?
I'll do more than that, Patrick. I'll tell him to shut up.
How dare you?
Thank you.
I'm just telling you to shut up. Patrick, so you live on your own. What kind of work do you do, pal?
I work at Pizza Hut.
Oh, wow.
On Kansas Street in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Well, that's exciting.
Don't give the guy
a
hard time.
I also live on my own.
Yes.
And without help from my mom or from the state or from other people,
I might be
in an institution where he wants me to be.
No, I don't want you to be in an institution, Patrick. This is Dr. Green. I don't want you to be in an institution. I just want to know, would you mind just trying sitting in an aluminum cage for 24 hours?
Well, let me ask you this.
Would you mind just trying sitting in it?
I'm just saying.
If I
you know any monkeys that work at Pizza Hut?
You don't want to know the answer to that question.
Can I ask you one question?
Would you mind letting people watch your every move as they pay admission? Of course you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
You wouldn't mind Mongo Chow. No,
how would you like it if someone did that to you?
Well, I'm Dr. Green. I'm Robert Green. Would you like
someone watching your child in an aluminum cage?
Okay, Patrick,
you would.
Patrick, you know what I'm doing right now? I'm eating a handful of Mongo Chow, and it's fantastic.
You can eat a handful of Mongo Chow as you wish, but as a person with a disability, I am not going to do that because that is not appropriate, and that is not appropriate for you to attack people with disabilities.
I'm not attacking you. I'm asking you, look, a 60-day trial of Mongo Chow.
Will you forget it? Look at Patrick. He's a moron. Patrick, never mind.
Normally I am not disrespectful of doctors, but you need to get a life.
Absolutely, Patrick. This is Phil Henry. And
you need to figure out where you're going.
Yeah, he is.
And he needs to do more research on people with disabilities. Because we could do a rally of people with disabilities, and there's also a parent that I am not going to name over the air.
Huh? What are you talking about? Hey, Patrick, are you one of those guys that knows all the ball scores from 1942, that kind of a deal? Can you play the piano?
I was born in 1968.
58.
You need to get your hearing checked.
You said 58. Here, let me have another handful of Mongo Chow. Maybe it'll help.
Phil Henry.